gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome to Project I Am. Today is going to be a little bit different. Last night I received a very special gift from a bunch of students and it did a number of things to me. It lifted my spirits, it filled my heart with joy, it encouraged me, it reminded me of who I am. I don't know what else to say about it. It brought tears to my eyes. It was a wonderful moment. And so it inspired me through the evening. I did manage to get some really good sleep. And this morning, what I decided to do was every week post one episode called Mentoring Moments. And this Mentoring Moments episode, as well as all future Mentoring Moments episodes, are focused towards counseling students that are still in the program, and it's designed to give them hope, give them help, answer questions, and then also to stay connected to the many students I've worked with who are all, every single one of them, very close to my heart. So this is designed to inspire and encourage counseling students on their academic journey. Again, if you don't know, my name is Dr. David Schloss, and I am really excited to join you on this adventure as we learn together, grow together, and tackle the challenges of becoming the best counselors that we can be. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and absolutely essential for success in school and beyond, the importance of developing a community. Whether you're just starting your counseling program or are knee-deep in practicum or internship, building a support network can truly transform your experience. And by the end of this episode, I hope to leave you with actionable steps and a renewed motivation to cultivate connections that'll support you in every aspect of your journey. I'm thinking particularly of one counseling class. I'm thinking of particularly a few of the counseling classes where during our time together, these classes created group me's. What do you call a group me? They created group me's, right? These ways of communicating with each other outside of the classroom in order to extend support to each other and communicate with each other and stay in touch with each other. And I think that's super brilliant, particularly when you move from one class to another and then you're no longer in direct face-to-face contact with each other. It's a way of staying in touch. So let's start with why community is so important. Well, let's face it, guys. Counseling school is no walk in the park. Between the challenging coursework, the practicum requirements, your full-time job, your family, your own mental health, navigating your own personal growth, it can be really overwhelming at times. I think what we ask counseling students to go through to become licensed is huge. And then we still try emphasize things like self-care and talk about the fact that self-care is an ethical mandate. And the biggest question I get is, where am I supposed to fit in my self-care? It is truly overwhelming. But the truth is, when we go through this with others, when we are not alone in the midst of this, it gives us both perspective and encouragement. It helps us realize that what we're going through is not unique to us, but is something that everybody else, almost everybody else in the program, is going through too. And we can learn from each other's good habits. Being part of a community is a beautiful thing, and it provides so many benefits. First and foremost, it helps us feel less isolated, and I think when you're in school, there are different types of schools, right? There's online school, there's in-person school, there's hybrid models. But in school, it is easy to feel isolated. It's easy to feel imposter syndrome. I think a lot of people come from various backgrounds. Some people in your class might have case management experience, and that makes it feel as if they're ahead of you on the program. Others of you haven't been doing case management or any kind of work with people. You're transitioning later in life from a career in accounting, and now you're coming into a counseling program and you feel you have a lot less skills than somebody else. But this sense of community, when everybody in the class feels safe enough to be vulnerable and express who they are and their hopes and their fears, it does give us a sense of camaraderie. And I think that's vitally important. Also, you know, when it comes to some of the practical sessions, like meeting with clients for the first time or doing role plays for the first time, we can have this huge imposter syndrome and we can feel really nervous about what's going on. But when we connect with others who are going through the same thing and we realize we're not alone, it is an incredibly powerful experience. And not only that, but when your instructors share vulnerably from their own experience about mistakes that they've made on their journey, it helps you realize that you're in the right place and that you can do it too. Also, a community can help you grow professionally and personally. When we're in community with others, we share resources, we share case stories ethically, we withhold the appropriate details, but we share situations that we've been in and how we navigated it, how we handled it, what decision-making models we used, and that exchange of ideas, learning from diverse classmates, diverse peers, helps us so much and makes us so much richer at the end of the day. Each of you right now is walking a unique path. And when you come together, as you are, many of you, you create a much richer learning environment. Also, there's the emotional support we get to give each other. The emotional support you get to give each other. I have seen in classes where some of you have reached out to each other and supported each other as you've gone through the most horrendous, difficult, traumatic experiences. Because while you're in school, life doesn't stop, life goes on. And graduate school can be draining, but having people around you who truly understand your challenges makes a world of difference. They help you celebrate your wins, big and small, and they're there for you on hard days. And I think also when we share vulnerably in our classes, you know, as students, it helps us realize that we aren't way off the mark, right? It helps us not overreact to things, helps us not underreact to things. It helps give us a marker about where we are. Because sometimes in class, you may feel like you're way behind where you ought to be. And once you begin to express where you're at and share vulnerably with your peers, you realize that you're exactly where you should be. You're in the right place for your level of development. Trust me, community isn't just nice. It is essential. So what does community look like when you're studying counseling? Well, it's more than just sitting next to someone in class or following a classmate on Instagram. Building a community is about creating supportive relationships that are available to you where there's safety and there's trust. And it can look like various things. It can look like study groups where students get together to support each other as they're studying for an exam. It can look like accountability partners where people check in with each other regularly. I'm reminded of a recent class I taught. I'm not going to mention your name. It may start with a T, I don't know, but where students checked in on other students when they weren't feeling well, where students reached out to each other when they noticed someone talking about a case that was problematic for them. It It showed up when students connected regarding a theory, right? It showed up when students felt overwhelmed and they helped buoy each other and created a safe space, letting them know that feeling overwhelmed was okay. Also, social connections. When we're in school and we're working full time and we have families, our general social lives take a dive. And so it behooves us to make friends with people in our classes in counseling school. Don't underestimate the power of simply spending time together outside of school, whether that's in online groups or in-person groups, grabbing a coffee, going for a walk together, planning a Zoom hangout. These moments build trust and they deepen relationship, and also it creates professional networks. Community doesn't just mean your classmate. It also includes faculty, supervisors, and alumni. These relationships can open doors for mentorship and career opportunities down the line. You know, one of the beautiful things about being in class with a bunch of students is not everything that is learned comes out of the textbook. There are certain things that are learned because of the atmosphere that is created in a classroom. Certain things are caught and not taught. I know myself, there's a professor, I won't mention her name because I haven't asked her permission to, but this professor was remarkable with ethics. And I remember thinking, man, I want to be just like her when I'm in private practice. Have I managed to? No, not at all. I have fallen so short of being like her. But I think of her when I think of ethics. There's another professor, and I also won't mention his name, but he had a way of approaching students that leveled the playing field so beautifully. And I remember him saying, you can call me by my first name. I was like, never. I will always call him Dr. what his name was. But just the way he positioned himself and made himself available to me and the rest of the class and related to us somewhat as peers, right? As human being peers, not as peers in the counseling field yet, but just as peers with regards to being human together. That showed me something with regards to teaching. People don't learn from people they don't like. That doesn't mean my goal is to want to be liked with my students, but my goal is to approach them as another flawed human being that is not better than them in any way, but just further along the journey than they are. So now that we understand some of the benefits of building community, how do we actually do it? How do we build this type of community that is beneficial to us? Because at the end of the day, let's face it, it feels intimidating, especially if you're new in a program or if you're shy by nature. Well, here are some tips to help you. Take initiative. Be bold. Sometimes you have to be the one to make the first move. Introduce yourself to your classmates. Suggest a study group. Start a group me. Invite somebody for coffee. Be vulnerable. Real connection comes from authenticity, and actually real teaching comes from authenticity too. I know there are some counseling professionals out there, some counselor educators who might disagree with me regarding the amount of authenticity you share in class. However, this is a hill I'm prepared to die on, that I think authenticity is one of the most valuable teaching assets you have. Share your struggles, share your successes. People will learn from them and not make the same mistakes themselves. Join organizations, join the ACA, join your state counseling organization, start organizations. I had a student in a recent group who started a study group for the NCE. This was phenomenal. I mean, this woman, she could be a state and national activist with regards to this group that she created, helping counseling students prepare for this national exam. Attend events, go to seminars, workshops, approach your professors outside of class during office hours, ask for office hours, ask them questions about their journey. They will be happy to meet with you and explain how they got to where they are and give you tips. Attend events, which we said, like workshops. Leverage online tools. You know, some schools we're further apart from others and some we're in the same city. But either way, distance, whether you're in the same city or whether you're across state lines, distance can be challenging. So make use of online tools to meet together. And also remember that creating community takes time. Start small, be consistent, focus on quality over quantity, but be intentional. A few close connections can be more important than a huge circle of acquaintances. And then the impact of community. Picture this. You're preparing for a nerve-wracking client session during practicum or internship, and a classmate sends you an encouraging text. Or maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by assignments, and your study group reminds you that you're not in this alone. These moments of connection can be the difference between burnout and perseverance. When we encourage each other, when we connect with each other like this, we remind each other of who we are. You know, sometimes when you're going through a hard time, you don't see yourself clearly. And all it takes is a peer, a friend, somebody in your life to reach out and be encouraging, to act as a mirror to you. And they remind you of who you are. Community also prepares you for the counseling field itself. As counselors, we're all about relationships. But by fostering supportive professional relationships now, you're practicing that same skill that you will need later in life once you graduate. And you're practicing the skills you'll use with clients: empathy, active listening, and collaboration. At the end of the day, it's truly a win-win. So here's your challenge for the week. To all the counseling students out there, whether you've been in one of my classes or not, whether I know you by name or not, and here's especially to those of you that I know by name, that I am so especially fond of, take one small step to build or strengthen your community, whatever that looks like for you today. It could be as simple as introducing yourself to someone new, starting a group chat, attending a campus event. Whatever it is, remember that every single connection you make matters. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Project I Am, the first in the Mentoring Moments series, which I will hopefully do once a week. I hope that you're leaving today with fresh insights and a little extra encouragement to keep going. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your classmates. And I'd love to hear from you. What does community mean to you? How have you benefited from community? And how are you building it? Send me your thoughts or questions to info@therapywithdavid.com. Again, that's info@therapywithdavid.com. And as I close, I just want to say thank you to the students that I have had the privilege of working with over the years. I don't think of myself as an educator, as a teacher, as much as a facilitator of learning. But thank you for being you and for allowing me the space in our course rooms to be me. I hope that in that time you have caught something of me that is valuable. And all the shitty stuff about me that's not valuable, I hope that you didn't catch that. Otherwise, you're in deep trouble, right? I hope you caught some of the good stuff. Until next time, remember you're not alone. Together we can navigate this journey and emerge stronger, wiser, and ready to make a difference in a world that really needs your healing touch, that needs your safe space, that needs your listening ear. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. To all of you who know who you are, thank you. I will see you next time, and may you be well.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sunsmiles. You're going to love it.